LeBron watch.
Yeah, points. Yeah, against the Cavs. I saw he had 25 points already.
Did you see what he's doing? This is his comeback party.
Especially since Curry got injured and he's going to be gone.
You want a little bit of this? Glass. Three-pointer. Dunk. I'm coming back.
He's like, you thought last week when I went to Z's retirement party, I was just here to support him. We actually had a deal in place now.
He's going to come out in the fourth quarter with a Cavs jersey on.
Just to even
I would literally start crying. I would literally just start bawling. He's back.
Oh man, I can't wait till he goes back to Cleveland.
He's going to go to LA.
No, he's had enough of championships. He doesn't need more championships.
Or maybe he's going to go to New York now.
No, he's coming back to Cleveland. I'm telling you, this is all pointing to it. Big Z going off, LeBron watch in Cleveland. Come on, he's coming back. He's gonna.
Wait, what did
out.
Big Z do?
Big Z got his jersey retired.
He retired, but he's got a position in their front office now.
And LeBron and him are like besties.
Oh, yeah, they did both go to Miami together.
Yeah.
Yep.
Although Big Z didn't get to rise from the ground.
Yeah. Well, you know why.
Well, he didn't get a ring either, though.
He didn't get a ring, but he also...
That's right, he didn't.
That wasn't... You had nothing to do with that, McClain.
Neither did Dan Peer.
Wow. What is this? Who's Melton? And why is he headed to Dallas?
Who?
Henry Melton?
You know who else is headed to Dallas?
Who?
Come on. John, who's headed to Dallas?
He's headed to Dallas.
Nobody.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm talking to Cowboys.
Nobody.
Whedon.
Melton.
Whedon.
Oh, that's right. I heard
that. Oh, gosh. Gross.
Is it official?
Yep.
I think so, yeah.
Deal.
All right.
That's disgusting.
So now we got Whedon.
Quarterback.
That's a significant step up from Kitna.
I don't know about that.
I think Kitna wasn't retired.
I think they're the same.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Do you see who's going to Detroit? Oh, yeah, the missing piece.
Tate?
Golden Tate. That offense is going to be unstoppable. Unstoppable. It's just going to be a blur. And then
it's hard to be unstoppable when you can't even start.
Whoa. They almost made the playoffs.
They almost won the division where everybody was injured.
They almost made the playoffs in the year that EGD said they were going to go to the Super Bowl.
2014, year of the Lion. Year of the Lion. The Super Bowl goes through Detroit this year. This is going to be the greatest year in Michigan sports history. First, Michigan is going to win the NCAA championship. And then baseball, I don't care. Whatever. Tigers might be good. Whatever.
You're not a Tigers fan?
I know. That's what I'm saying. Whatever.
Okay.
What did you say? Titanfall is going to be good?
Yeah, Titanfall is going to be amazing in the summer. And then, let's see. Detroit is going to somehow get rid of their terrible contracts this summer. That's going to be a win.
In which sport?
In basketball.
Okay.
I don't care if they're bad, as long as they can trade away the terrible contracts.
In a trade for Joe Johnson.
I'll take it. Sure, why not? And then the year of the Lion. Oh, man. They got the coach. They got the wide receiver. Staffy's going to be, oh, man. I got him right now as an MVP candidate, an early MVP candidate.
And then you woke up.
No.
Boom, drop the mic.
Caldwell needs more fire.
No, he has plenty of fire. He's Caldwell. The heir apparent.
He's a payasso.
Are we ready?
Thought we were ready like 20 minutes ago.
A lot of this stuff's staying in, but I'm going to play some music
first. My Qdoba's about gone, so I'm ready.
There you are, you're running for your life, you're a shooting star, and all the years, no one knows just how hard you work, but now it's yours.
be fighters. You know what I saw out there? Muhammad Ali! Yeah!
Welcome, everyone, to the TPS NBA Update. I am ADD 999, and with me this week we have Franchise.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm going to Titanfall.
McClane?
What?
What are you playing?
Oh, after this, I'm playing Final Fantasy X.
Oh, stop.
Final Fantasy. And League of Legends.
No, no. Stop. And Bourne?
Yep.
You're eating, or done eating.
I'm finished.
All right. And we're gonna talk about, let's see, Michigan basketball, NCAA tournament, TPS MLB draft, the TPS NBA regular season is over, playoffs are starting, tournament challenge group for the TPS NBA, lots and lots of sports going on. First, McClane, you had some hot stories that you were chomping at the bit to get it.
Did I?
Yeah, you had.
You're going to do this to me?
You said that we got to go over this. Like, this is big, big news. It was hot on your feed.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Headlines. Feed headlines.
Jordan Farmer is out for 2 weeks.
Ooh, that is good news for Laker fans because nobody likes watching him play.
Like, but who's their starting guard now?
What do you mean? Bazemore, the guy they traded for from Golden State. That guy is not very good. No, he's not good.
That guy's a beast.
No. What about Jody Meeks?
Jody Meeks is a shooting guard. He's cashing in.
Does that just mean he's one dimensional though?
No, he is very one dimensional. Very. Well, what happened to the young kid, Kendall Marshall?
What about Nick Young? You talk about him?
Oh no, he's no good either. He's trash.
Didn't he hurt?
He's like a bad version of Kobe.
Whoa. Ooh. Nick Young?
Yeah, Nick Young.
Oh, definitely.
That guy thinks he can make it from anywhere. He'd be outside the arena and shoot it and be like, that's going in. That's nothing but net. Okay, so the Lakers have point guard problem. Where's Steve Nash in all this?
He's done, right?
Getting paid. That's where he's at.
Can you believe it? Did you hear that about Steve Nash? He's a greedy SOB. All he wants is the money. And he literally said, just pay me.
He's got a documentary now. He needs to pay the people that are making the documentary for him.
He's got to go.
He was asked if he was going to retire, and he said, no way. Are you seeing how much I'm going to get paid?
Why would I turn away that cash?
That's a business decision.
It's all about the Benjamins. And then he started throwing cash around.
This is last season, though.
He did money fingers.
He did money fingers right in front of everybody.
This is his last season with the Lakers.
Yeah, but he's
not a two-year deal.
No, I think he can still play. And he said L.A. is going to give him more money. He knows that L.A. is going to give him more money. It's worth it for them to give him more money.
Are they trying to keep him quiet about something?
No.
Why would you keep that
look at
old
their options.
Broken down look, dude?
He is not broken. You see how hard he works out? That dude is fit.
He's injured.
Yeah, he's hurt every
He can't play consecutive days.
So? Either can Dwayne Wade, and Dwayne Wade is amazing.
Mm.
All Big Ten, or all Big Ten.
What?
You mean Big East?
All NBA. Whoa, too soon on the Big East. Too soon.
He's softer than Andre Drummond.
Whoa!
My neck!
Hey, when you get kicked in the neck, tell me how you feel.
Oh, where? My neck.
Yeah.
Where?
My neck. My back.
Oh, I think a pillow strained it.
You guys watch your mouth, Andre Dre. I'm telling you right now, you've been warned.
Is he out for the season?
I don't want to have to accidentally beat somebody in the TPS NBA
playoffs. Well, you're on a losing streak now. No spoilers.
Oh, wow. Yeah, no spoilers. No spoiler. All right. What else is your hot topics, McClane?
Well, Phil Jackson is in New York.
Ooh, now that is huge. That is huge.
Is he the GM? I don't even know what he's doing.
He's like everything, isn't he?
He's like the president of something. But it doesn't matter.
He's the president.
As long as he is part of your organization, you have a chance to win an NBA championship.
He came in and already he's established himself as alpha dog. Carmelo's just laying down in front of him.
Carmelo's going to sign for less money because Phil Jackson is there.
I'll just do whatever you want.
You won. You gave Kobe a championship. You gave Michael a championship. Now you need to give me a championship and for less money.
That's a good question that John brings up, though, what his role is, because – Jordan's soundbite made it sound like he's going to be actively involved in trades.
Well, he knows talent.
And as a president, they don't really deal with trades, right?
Unless you're Phil Jackson.
Unless you call everything.
Yeah. Unless you're the Zen master. I mean,
he's going to have a special chair upstairs in his office.
If anybody knows basketball and basketball talent, it's Phil Jackson. Look what he did for the Bulls.
Will build a team in New York.
Yes.
But did Phil lead teams during the Sabermetrics era?
I am the foremost Phil Jackson expert. I'm the one who read his book. He don't need Sabermetrics.
People are going to disagree with you.
All he needs is a nice soft pillow, and if he can still cross his legs and zen out, he can win basketball games.
Okay.
That's all he needs.
He doesn't need the greatest player of all time?
No.
All right.
MJ wasn't the greatest player of all time until Phil Jackson came.
Do you think he's going to be as good as Riley is with not interfering with the coaching decisions?
No. He's going to be all up in the business.
So he's going to be another Pat Riley, because Pat Riley, he comes out and, oh, man, this guy's horrible. I'm going to start coaching again. So he's the coach and the GM at the same time.
He's going to pull a Willis Reed coach style.
They're actually going to have, like, special camera angles just looking up at his box, waiting for him to pass notes down to the floor.
Yeah, that's the Zen master right there. He knows what he's doing. You got to trust his judgment when it comes to your basketball team and Phil Jackson. He is going to get it done. This is what Carmelo needed, was somebody who knows what they're doing. Because let's be honest, nobody in New York knows what they're doing.
I just heard something saying that...
I'm sorry. Somebody just tweeted Lebanon Levi should have spinners on his buggy.
What?
You have to watch Amish Mafia.
Definitely. No, I'm never going to do that.
I just heard something that Dolan gave his like first interview in like a long time simply because of this new move. Is that true?
That's probably true, because what does he have to say? We're terrible. We made a bunch of bad decisions. I'm awful at reviewing basketball talent. I let Isaiah Thomas run my team into the ground, which Isaiah got a bad rap for that. Let's be honest. That wasn't Isaiah's fault.
And where is he now?
Who knows? He's on NBA still
coaching
TV.
Florida International?
No. They had a little bit of fallout.
Did he get unfairly accused for that one too?
Yeah, I mean, I guess nowadays you can't squeeze somebody's butt, even if it's a man.
What, Dennis Rodman love?
Yeah, he can't love like Dennis Rodman. That ain't right.
That ain't right, man. All so right, you're telling me only Dennis Rodman gets to grab the goodies?
Yeah.
Okay. Did he do that while he was in North Korea?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I'm sure he grabbed the goodies. I am positive he grabbed the goodies. All right, what else?
What?
Anything else?
Sony announces virtual reality.
Really?
Project Morpheus.
Do you have to take a pill?
Yeah.
I don't know. But you have to wear these ugly-ass glasses. I can see that. Oh, I'm off topic. I'm sorry. I'm reading gaming.
No, you're supposed to be reading sporting headlines.
At least you're apologizing for it.
The breaking news in the sports world.
I got breaking news.
All right.
LeBron's got 37.
All right, LeBron watch, okay?
He hasn't scored anymore.
Yeah, LeBron watch.
What happened?
LeBron watch.
He was supposed to score 100.
Yeah.
He's actually on the other team. He's actually on the Cavs now. They traded him mid-game.
He's on both box scores?
Yeah. He's like, oh, man, I shouldn't have scored that much on Miami side.
He's like, come back. All right, what's the other breaking news?
Oh, the Wizards signed Drew Gooden.
That guy still plays basketball? I mean, he couldn't play when he was playing. And now he's back to playing?
Ugh. He's okay.
Nah.
He's going to play okay. NBA Live.
Wasn't he drafted really high?
Top 10.
Yeah, he was drafted high.
He was never good.
Oh, he went to the Bulls and showed that he was trash.
He's a poor man's Carlos Boozer, and that's an insult.
Ugh.
Yeah, exactly.
Or Carlos Boozer is his clone.
No, we know who Carlos Boozer's clone is. What
the guy in Atlanta? What's his name?
The guy in Atlanta. What's the guy in Atlanta's name? Hold on, we got to figure this out. There's a white guy that looks just like Carlos Boozer. We figured this out the other day on my NBA 2K stream. Yeah. No.
In Atlanta?
Yeah, in Atlanta. Yeah,
it's crazy.
He looks just like Carlos Boozer. They're probably the same height, too, actually. I forgot his name, though. Hold on. I'm going to find it.
Put the link in chat.
Hold on. Is he playing today? Let's see. Elton Brand? No, that's not it.
Antique.
Oh,
I don't know how you say it.
Oh, yeah. He's not even on the active roster. Okay, so it might be a little bit hard to find him. Come on. Did you find one? Attic. Attique. Oh, man.
He's definitely not white. I don't know what he is.
He's Middle European Eastern. He looks, well.
Jackson's getting $60 million over 5 years.
It's cheap. They stole him.
He's from the Republic of Macedonia.
Yeah. And he looks just like Elton Brand on NBA 2K. I don't know about in real life. But definitely.
I'm not on the Hawks. I was at one point, but I'm not anymore.
Where'd you get traded to?
I restarted because I had some issues with one of the file saves.
What?
Yeah. I'm on the Kings now.
So am I. I'm a starting point guard.
Oh, I'm a shooting guard.
Nice.
Very nice.
Trade yourself.
I traded myself twice.
But doesn't...
Philly... Because I didn't want to be a 76er.
Jeff Teague, nice behind the back to get away from Zaza. To the cutting, Carroll and DeMar.
Okay, my bad.
What the?
My bad. That's on me.
I traded myself from the Cavs to the Kings.
That was a bad, horrible move.
From the Cavs to the Kings?
That was definitely a bad trade.
Cavs don't have any, or they're not going to have any point guard next year. You would have had an open spot. And LeBron's coming back.
LeBron.
Yeah, if they could get him. No, I went to the Kings because I had a better opportunity to start.
No, you don't. And Isaiah Thomas
behind,
is there.
Behind Isaiah?
Come on, Zeke.
Actually starting. I can turn it on right now and I can live stream it and you guys can see it. I am a starter.
Okay, let's play. Are we making a segue into this now? Because I got some beef about this game,
it,
by the way.
Do it. NBA 2K... 14 for the PS4, the definitive version of video game basketball. Go ahead.
Oh. All right, number one, why did I get penalized for not wearing a clown nose when Jason Terry gave me one?
You need to show that you're a part of the team, basically.
I already am carrying his luggage.
No, that's not enough. Do you see what I did? I said, Chauncey Billup, carry your own luggage.
I know. And you... and. Why can't I decided to do that much at least, and then I have to wear a clown nose?
Yeah, guess who doesn't have to wear a clown nose? That's right. I don't back down from nobody.
Well, I gave him a hard foul in practice, and they had to split us up.
Yeah, because he was about to take you down. Clown
Jason
nose.
Terry, actually, they were gonna make a gif of me dunking on him and then sending him up to heaven. Second beef with that is, I decide to go out to dinner with them, and then all of a sudden, thinking it was going to be a good team building exercise, and then it forces me automatically thinking that I'm going to come home at 6:30 in the morning and miss practice.
Date rape.
What the heck?
Well, you got to know your limits, Bourne. You have to know your limits.
This is so stupid.
No.
This whole, like, see? Personal, like...
No, no. See, this is...
Final Fantasy aspect of this game is dumb.
This is showing a lot about you as a person. You try, and they see a sucker coming from a mile away. They see one come from a mile away. The moment they tested me, what did I do? What did I do?
I put on the clown nose.
Carry your own bags, Chauncey! Not me. Not this rookie. This is my league now.
When did you get drafted?
Like 15th, 16th.
Oh, boy.
Like that. Oh, yeah. No, I did not.
Why'd you even get invited?
Oh, man. That was a good question. You saw me my first couple games. I was just staring at the bench, yelling at the coach. Cheeks, put me in. Come on. No wonder
that
you got
was
fired.
Hilarious.
No wonder you got fired. he's not playing his talent. And I can't believe they make you sit on the bench and just watch people play.
Yeah.
That ain't right.
I fast forwarded all of those.
That ain't right. Oh, okay, so what other beefs do you have? I mean, obviously you're not playing the game right. That's a you problem.
No.
Have you run into that bug? Have you done calling your own plays yet?
No, that's the next thing. Is basically like I do well in the game and I score and everything and I'm leading all rookies and whatnot in a lot of the stats, but there's no rhyme or reason to any of our offense. And that's what I loved about NBA 2K11, where you had like an idea of where you're supposed to be and where you're supposed to go. I mean, do I just have to go to practice and memorize all the plays because the plays will show up in
like
practice?
Like a real basketball player? You gotta put in work? Oh, I guess somebody just wants to be an instant all-star. Earned, not given, born, earned. You can't just put a bunch of players together and expect to win a championship. Look at LeBron. Who beat
him? I looked at tape on a fake device with Rudy Gay. I should know all the plays.
You did that once. You gotta put the time.
No, that's part of my makeup.
Effort. Then you will be rewarded. Come on. Nothing is free. This is real life. NBA 2K14 is real life. It's the best. See, now I like this game even more. And I haven't really played that much of the single player.
What are you doing? Just the GM?
I'm just doing the GM. And I'm telling you, virtual currency is brilliant. It is absolutely brilliant. Like, I feel like I wasted all my money on my player, turning him into a 72, because I could really use those points.
That's all you're at is a 72?
Yeah, I'm at a 72. Jeez. And I've barely played, though. I've only played, like, 4 games. Okay.
A 95.
Really? Come on. How much did that cost?
The same as it cost you to get to a 72.
Wow.
It's all about PER. You did it. You don't have it.
Hundreds of dollars.
All you have to do is go on and
you're
play.
You're keeping 2K in business all by yourself. How much did you get when they were on sale? You probably doubled up, so they got you twice.
What? Virtual currency? That's crazy. You just have to play games. Just like I had a dominant performance over a young man who plays with us. His name is Josh Butters.
Oh, he owned me the first game that I played.
Really?
Oh, he did.
Yeah, because it was I only had it for like a day or two, and I played the Cavs, which didn't help things.
I think he hates playing me because I always beat him.
Yeah, that's what he said. I don't know that he said he hates it, but he said you toasted him quite a few times.
Yeah.
Oh, last game I played against him, it was like, I think it was 99-79 or something like that. And I went to work on him. I was like, ooh, I found a team that I can whip his ass with. And he went out and got, I think he had, who did he play you with, did he?
He was Golden State. I let him play Golden State.
He was the Warriors with me.
I think that's who he was with me, and I
think Thompson had like 13 threes or something like that. It was ridiculous.
Somebody else. He was somebody else with me, and he was like, what? What? How am I getting beat like this? I was like, cause I'm not playing with a team like, who was I playing? I was playing with some team, and I didn't know how to use them.
Did he do this thing where he'll try and trap you beyond, it's like basically half court press, but he'll just, put on charging.
Yeah.
He'll just stand and
he'll just stand there, try to get the charge. Yes, often, and you just go right around.
You gotta pay attention.
Come on.
Kind of cheap, but you gotta pay attention.
It's called cheese, Bork. He's trying to cheese you.
He's a dirty player.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna have any more of that.
I run these plays, and I'm good. Yeah, I figured your ass out, buddy.
You gotta run them over and make them remember.
Clippers. We don't like that very much.
Is there a punching button like there is on
NBA Live or NBA Jam? What is it?
Well, what was the no? It was the Bad Boy version that came out. It was like for Sega.
Our Tribals.
No, well, but I thought Blaine Beer had one where you could punch people.
Oh yeah, 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 like Spaceball or something.
Okay.
I wish there was a punch button.
And then I stuck up. Speaking of punches, I stuck up for a hard foul, and then I get in trouble for it. I get reamed out by the GM.
As you should.
I'm sticking up for my teammates.
You're embarrassing the franchise.
Respect the game, Bourne.
No pun intended there.
Hey, if LeBron can step in and tell his mom to get out of a fight, why can't I do the same
players? Okay? You do not compare yourself to LeBron. How dare you?
I'm better than LeBron.
I already
proved this in NBA 2K11, and I'm going to prove it in NBA 2K14.
Given.
What?
Wow.
Hey, so I understand Jason Terry. No.
I'm at right now. Hold on, what number jersey are you? Because I'm going to make one just like
it. Oh, you guess what number I am.
I'm going to burn it.
I'm number 6.
I'm going to burn your jersey.
Just don't put Mauricio on the back.
Why did I go to the why did I go to the Kings and they gave me number 8?
I don't know.
You know the number 8 is a bad luck jersey. It is a bad number.
Why? Hold
Kobe on. Didn't think so.
Yeah.
Well, why did he change to 24?
Because he wanted to change it so that LeBron wouldn't take all the headlines.
Kobe didn't win any championships wearing number 24.
Yes, he did.
You can check that. You can fact check that.
I did fact check it. I'm the foremost Kobe expert on this podcast, and he won too.
Wow.
And he didn't. Right, is Sponge in your pocket?
Sponge, my pocket. Sponge knows a quarter of what I do about the Lakers.
Ooh.
Just, he's a fan of the Lakers.
Franchise has forgotten more than Sponge knows. Is that what you're saying?
I live, eat, and breathe the Lakers.
Is this kind of like I'm smarter than a third grader or something?
Whoa.
Whoa. Why did you go so high?
So because SpongeBob is a third grader? That is uncalled for.
Okay, wait, what else? What else about NBA 2K14?
I don't know. I guess that's it.
It's amazing. Have you got on the 2K app? Are you getting your VC? Your daily VC?
Yep. I don't understand it at all, but yep.
Yep.
The whole card thing is pretty stupid.
Oh, no. I am so addicted to the card thing.
My team that I assembled was second in this season that I went through. It had like 82 games or whatever, and it simulated them all over like a course of like 2 or 3 days.
Yeah.
I was second in the league at the end of the season. Yeah. I lost I pulled an E. Diddy, and I lost in the first round of the playoffs.
Yeah.
Because all my team, I don't get it. Were my players too tired?
Yeah, no, they lose energy every game.
Right, but I still was second in the league.
Yeah, just by overall record, because most of the people were worse than you. But usually the teams that are good are paying attention and updating their lineups.
But I didn't see where you could swap in people from your bench.
Yeah, you can. Like, you go into your roster and you just drag and drop. Drag and drop.
Well, you can drag and drop from your second team, but you can't drag and drop from beyond that.
No, you can. From your bench.
I have not seen this.
I need to go ahead and do something because I'm tired of playing every game. Mm-mm.
I've played every game. You haven't played.
Are you talking about the cards or are you talking about...
No, you know how you're saying you can simulate games?
No, don't simulate any games.
This is on the iPhone app.
No, this is the Android app.
The iPhone app.
That's the bad version. That's why you can't drag and drop.
But yeah, the picks are cool, like picking the winners every night, getting extra points. That's good. That's pretty good.
That's what they did in 13, but they actually had it integrated into the game.
And it didn't always work. In the game, because sometimes it wouldn't pop up for me, and sometimes it would. So I like it now because I can go in, and I know it's always going to be there for me to pick my games.
Yeah,
this is a better system. This companion app.
Have you actually played those cards in the game itself?
No, they don't transfer over into the game. That's a separate.
The same cards though.
No, it's not the same cards.
Oh, it's not?
No, it's a separate own card collecting game.
Oh, okay.
My team would dominate your team.
Probably because I haven't played that.
A full deck of rare cards. Like, I am so close to paying money for better cards. I need a legendary card.
Franchise, this is where you kind of turn the tables on him.
It is Too good. You franchise, you need the companion app. Come on, I need to see your deck. Show me your deck.
The last person that asked me that. Wow.
They were ever heard from again? Yeah, all my VC, I'm saving up. I'm saving up because I'm going to have the Phoenix Suns of training staffs. Like, I got to get the most upgraded healing powers for my team. Oh,
what does that mean? The Phoenix Suns of training.
You know that their training staff was like revolutionary. They made Steve Nash not old. And so
did they follow him to LA?
No, definitely not because he's old. He's old now. But you can upgrade certain aspects of your team in the My GM mode, and one of them is basically.
Well, I've seen that, but that's separate from the card thing.
Oh, we're talking about the card thing again?
I don't know. I don't know what we're talking about. Are you playing the actual GM games, yeah, or are you simulating them?
No, I'm playing them.
Oh, man.
I've played every game, 35 in, I think.
And that skews your ability as a GM.
What do you mean?
Because no, I'm spending my money wisely. You could force wins when maybe you shouldn't be winning.
No, I can't. What do you
mean? Yes, you can.
How?
Because you're controlling every player.
Yeah.
You need to let it sim out.
No.
That's why you spend so much time on those sliders.
No. First, I get a balanced set of sliders, and here's the difference, is I don't use shot stick.
Oh, man. What are you doing?
I use real player percentage. So if Klay Thompson is a 40% shooter, I can't turn him into a 50% shooter.
But you can still do that with the shot stick.
What do you mean?
You're not forced to the button if you have the player.
What I'm saying is the setting, I use real player percentage.
Right. But I'm saying you could still use a shot stick for that.
Well, I'm sure you could still use a shot stick. Yes, the shot stick still is there. But I'm saying that the way that it calculates if I'm going to make the shot.
It's not timing.
It's not timing, yes.
Because you would definitely lose every game.
Oh, no. I would win every game.
All right.
So much easier.
No.
Oh, man, it is so much easier. Stop.
You told me forever on the last couple podcasts you didn't know how to make a free throw.
Oh, things have changed. Well, that's the thing, is I never used the timing. And look what I did to Butters. I destroyed him.
That was probably just mashing a button.
Oh, button mashing an NBA 2K.
So how can you read my stats? Can you like go onto the app and see my stats?
I can. I think I can go onto the website.
That's another thing. I can't find the site that actually has like players and stuff like they did back for like at least like NBA 2K12.
I thought it was my NBA 2K.
Okay, I'll have to look it up again.
But you can log in and you can see your friends that play the game, and it's not a lot of stats. It's definitely not my NBA2K.com.
Now, did you change your controls at all? Do you guys have different controls than what like some of the defaults are other than the shot stick?
No, I'm using default.
So
just straight default.
I've had this happen a couple times where I'm trying to use the right stick for crossovers and stuff and it turns into a shot.
Yeah, you got to be careful. You gotta be careful because yes, if you pull back in any way and it doesn't register that you were doing anything else with the stick, it's gonna pull up for a shot.
Which is tough because it's all based on what your perspective is to the basket or to the camera.
Yeah. It's not great, and I wish there was a better way for them to do it, but it's the total control. Come on.
I mean, that alone wants me to use the button as the shots or as the shoot, but I don't know what that does with the right stick then after that.
No, you can still shoot with the right stick.
But I mean, if I turn that into just a button, can I use the right stick only as my iso motion?
I don't think so.
No.
I don't think so, no.
Well, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Career highs for a point guard. Are these pretty good? 66 points.
Ball hog.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of like Iverson-esque.
Yeah, no, that's Stephon Marbury.
19 assists.
Nope. That's not good.
That's okay.
No, that's like Rondo last year, where he was just passing to pass, not to make his team better. Right? Am I right? I'm right.
But what if they're above them one game and 7 rebounds?
That means you need to upgrade the sliders.
What level are you playing on?
Play on the actual, not on rookie anymore.
I'm an all-star. I don't play on rookie. I've never played on
I want to play franchise because I know I could beat you. I beat Butters. I'm not even going to play Butters anymore.
Can we do a four, two versus two?
I think we can. I haven't been on the online very much, so I don't know all the options. I know that the 2K servers suck still. And we've had a difficult time like getting into the same lobby, Butters and I. I don't know why, and I don't know if that's a consistent thing. Yeah, it sucks, but I think we can. Where if we all four went into a lobby, the leader could set it up like 2-on-2.
Okay.
So that's kind of cool. But you guys would be cheating because you spent money to win.
No, we don't have to use our My Players. We could use regular teams.
Oh, but then I would dominate you because I'm so good.
No. Eh. We could lock into only being certain players. Just like they could in 2K11, right?
I'm pretty sure. We should try it. We need to figure this out. This is very important.
Yeah, it really is.
Hold on. I gotta
check. I think that concludes my beefs, I guess.
Okay.
With so the game.
Greatest game ever.
It really is good.
Animations are great.
My wife's a little perplexed as to seeing how it's any better than the previous one that I had.
How dare her?
Yeah, she doesn't know. She can't tell.
Did you serve her papers?
No. No.
Huh. All right. Well. To each his own, I guess.
She's going to have to just stand really close to the screen, I guess, to really appreciate it, all the detail.
I just opened up an envelope and got 1,300 VC for the day.
That's it?
What do you mean that's it? What
I average 1,500.
Really?
Yeah.
I must be too good. They're trying to no, they're trying to handicap me. They are definitely trying to handicap me. This ain't right. And I'm a little bit upset because I average probably 1050. Why do I get penalized for playing a game?
You're just bad at cards.
It's random.
I'm never having you come with me to play The Price is Right. You'd be horrible at that game.
Oh, this is unbelievable. This ain't right. I'm telling you right now.
Franchise, was that all your stats? Just points and assists? Because I was going to say, you should probably have sacrificed 40 of those points or 10 of those assists to get a triple-double.
Well, I got 7 rebounds, 5 steals, 3 blocks in 28 minutes.
All right.
In how many minutes?
28 minutes?
No, you need to upgrade your difficulty.
How many times are you shooting? Are you even pass? How? Yeah, I don't get that. How are you able to pass and get 60 points in 28 minutes?
Something is wrong here, right?
The last quarter, I just took every shot I could. It was like every time I stole the ball, I'd go to that dunk. I'd shoot threes. I mean, it was just like crazy. My last game, this is my last game stats, okay?
How tall are you for a point guard?
6'2".
Okay.
Okay. My last game stats, this is the last game. 47 points, 1 rebound, 13 assists, 2 steals, and in 27 minutes.
27 minutes.
Yeah.
How many shots is that?
You have to be making every shot.
Everything. Pretty much everything.
You're probably shooting like 75% from the field.
Well, let me see what my average is here.
That's a good.
See, my stats, I'm averaging 32.49 points a game, 1.6 rebounds. Oh, wow. Because I wasn't playing that much earlier in the year, I'm averaging 4.53 assists. let's see. Minutes per game, 15.21. Again, that's because earlier in the season, I didn't get any playing time. 0.34 in blocks.
What's your field goal percentage?
It didn't show me.
That's the only thing we're missing. It's probably like 75%, though. I'm pretty sure.
It's got to be close to it. 80. My guy's a 90 in 3-point shooting.
All right, well, let's move on. Enough of the NBA 2K talk.
Yeah, I'm tired of seeing your GIF avatar here, so let's move into NBA.
Yeah, TPS NBA regular season is over, of course. So let's go through the final standing. Of course, the Ball Riders at 17-2.
Wait, what?
17-2.
How many losses?
2 fluke losses.
No, I came at the king and I did not miss.
Wow, do it when it matters. How about you do a winner?
I did. I thought it actually was. I actually was kind of excited thinking that I was going to show, find out on Monday morning that I made the playoffs. But
too little, too late.
Wow, he just dropped the mic on you.
No, he didn't even make the playoffs.
What does that say about your team?
That says that I won 17 times and only lost twice. That's what that says. Ball Riders, followed by, hold on, let me move this, Great Wall of Durant and Mexico Brown Bombers, both tied at 13-6. Beast Mode at 12-7, unfortunately misses out in the playoffs. You had some beat, blah, 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 if you were in the girls' side that you would make the playoffs, whatever.
Yeah, beat the whole other freaking conference.
How about you be a man and win your division? How about that? Is that an option? No,
how
I didn't
think so. I get out from under the GM's thumb. How about I get out from under the commissioner's thumb? How about that?
Well, I guess 17 wins is just too much to ask from you.
Yeah, the commissioner held me down.
Come on.
Why you got to keep the... Whoa, I was about to go back on you.
Whoa, it's March. It's okay.
I was about to go back to April on you.
Uh-oh.
It's the history of month. I was about to take you back.
Hispanic Heritage?
Yeah, that's, isn't that May?
Something like, it is May. Something.
Or Piazza.
Then we're Goofy Goobers, Ford 15. That's the black. White is Basketball Reasons and Lionel Hampton tied at 11-8, but some teams are just better than another.
Yep.
That's why Basketball Reasons gets the division, followed by Ball and Bowser at 9-10, Hell in Hand Baskets at 5-14, and Buzzer Boozers 0-19. He's on the bubble.
He's more than on the bubble.
I'm surprised you're even considering that when you're saying.
We might go down to six teams next year. We'll see. Okay, so that puts us at the playoffs then. Playoff matchups, number one seed, 7-2, best record that the TPS NBA has ever seen against the Mexico Brown Bombers, who barely made it into the playoffs, fighting off franchise right at the end of the season. It was so close, franchise. You could have almost made the playoffs if you would have won one more matchup, maybe. Would have been, I don't know, tiebreaker situation. Then the Great Wall of Durant, 3, taking on Basketball Reasons as the number 2. And these playoffs are currently underway right now. We can live look in to these playoffs. And the Brown Bombers are leading right now 7-2. But it's going to be unfortunate for them because they think they have a chance. But they have no chance.
What? No. Another team that took you out already?
No. No chance whatsoever. He actually, his players play more games than mine.
Wait, what are we talking about?
You're talking about how you're going to walk away and drop the mic on him.
Hold on. Wait, no. I'm looking at this right now, and his players actually play more games than my players. This isn't
you're
good.
You're going to lose.
This isn't good. I'm now looking at this in every position.
You're already making the excuses?
At every position, Your team, your players play one more game than my players.
Yep.
Oh my gosh.
This is called strategy.
This is not good. Why is Stephen Curry only playing 5 games?
Probably not even going to play that. They're probably going to rest him.
Oh my gosh. This is not good. This is not
Why
good.
Why is it 2 weeks?
Well, because only 4 teams made it. Come on.
4 teams made it? You didn't have an option of adding anymore. We already talked about this.
I'm just telling you why.
Pitiful.
This ain't, if this, oh man, this is not good. Alright, I'm gonna have to do some
side note question. I searched for Edity 999 on my NBA 2K and there's 3 Edity Z999s.
Yes, yes.
Are these all the same?
PS3 version for 2K13, 2K14, and then PS4 2K14.
Okay.
That's probably why. They're all me. I'm that good.
Okay.
All right, so let's check in the next matchup, which is the who the hell is it? Hold on. Playoff matchup. Great Wall of Durant and Basketball Reasons. And currently it is 4-5 or 5-4. Basketball Reasons is leading. And let me check the matchup. That looks much more even. That's what I like to see, a much more evenly placed matchup. This one's going to be a matchup to watch. I can't believe I'm going to have to beat you, McLean, playing less games. That's going to be embarrassing for you.
Well, why do you think you're going to beat me?
Well, because my team is stacked, 17
You haven't done that all season, so I don't know why you would think.
17-2
Now that it actually matters that you're going to step up your game.
17-2 Look, I'm dominating you in turnovers right
did
now.
Did you hear that?
What?
Did you hear that? He just dropped a mic on you.
He didn't drop any mic. He dropped his burrito.
Wait a minute. You're beating me in turnovers.
I'm dominating you in turnovers.
By what? How much?
Oh, man. It is like a mile. I can't even tell. It is so much. It is.
Well, according to you, I'm playing like double minutes.
Yeah, you're good.
So you should be up by like 50 in turnovers.
You have to play double minutes to beat the Rough Riders, 17-2
Oh, you're up one.
Or Ball Riders, I mean.
In turnovers.
I've only made 1 3-pointer. One! What the hell is happening? Oh my gosh. Wow.
Your team is getting exposed.
Well, they're having a pretty good game.
The NBA is against me. That's all I know.
This is your team.
The NBA is against me.
Obviously, sports are against you. Face it.
Sports are against me.
Like you with a reverse spree wheel, you choke yourself.
Whoa, reverse spree wheel. What the? I never heard that before. Is that what a reverse spree wheel sounds like?
Yeah. Every time he plays fantasy sports.
Oh my gosh.
All right, let's go to the dumpster bracket. Consolation ladder.
The real playoffs.
Where Lionel Hampton is taking on the 6-5 is Lionel Hampton versus Team Beast Mode. Live looking right now. Currently 5-4 Hampton. You think you have enough to take out a team that should have made the playoffs but didn't? Well, actually, Hampton.
Yeah, both of us.
No, you had no chance.
I don't know. I've started to become Mercy Hospital all of a sudden.
Yeah, you got day to days everywhere.
Yeah, peppered throughout.
Yeah. Let's see here. What else?
LeBron's got 43 now. Oh, they get that game's over now.
They broke the curse, right? Beast Mode broke the curse. The LeBron curse of getting to the championship?
Yeah, that's true.
Good job, Beast Mode.
I think, though, there's a little bit of an asterisk there, though, because of the whole $900.
For two players.
Two players.
hell no. No asterisk. It's legit. let's see, the next matchup, the 8-7 Handbaskets versus Ball and Browser. Who knows if these people are playing? Currently 5-4 Ball and Bowser. Nope. Out players in their lineups. Both of them. Probably not active. And last but not least, Buzzer Boozers 10-9 versus the Goofy Goobers. And, currently Goofy Goobers are up 8-1 8 categories to 1
Who are they beating?
They're beating the Buzzer Boozers.
Oh, no wonder.
Yeah.
You mean the... The Boozer Losers?
The Boozer Losers. So, yeah, like McClain said, 2 weeks for the first round and then 2 weeks for the championship. And, you know, in a couple weeks or in 4 weeks' time, I will be crowned the TPS NBA champion.
And then you woke up. Boom!
Was that dropping the mic, too?
I always
It's a good thing we're not sponsored by a mic company.
Let's see what else. TPSN Tournament Challenge. You still have 2 days to sign up. If you're in this league, if you're listening to this, there's a link in the TPS NBA and the league manager note, with the group name and the password, fantasy owners only invite.
Oh, franchise.
No, franchise, you're always invited. Fill out your tournament challenge. Oh, we got 4 now. Bourne, you're in there.
Yeah, man. I still got to go through my picks.
I'm Mixmaster's in there. McClain is in there. B-Smith's hot bracket injected. I already have my bracket filled out. I'm not afraid to tell anybody who I have winning.
I don't need to know.
I got Michigan all the way. The best best team in the Big Ten. Michigan, Wolverines.
Woke up.
All the way to the championship.
They don't have to play Charlotte, do they?
Please. They do have to play Charlotte.
No, they don't.
You see that highlight?
Yeah.
I did see that highlight.
That's pretty good.
That was such a fluke win. Wow. They couldn't do that 9 times out of 10. Come on. And I mean lose. So sign up if you're out there. TPSN tournament challenge. Get your brackets filled out. And I guarantee if you want a chance to win this bracket challenge, you put Michigan in a championship and you're going to be right there. Who's the defending bracket challenge champion out of the people here on this call? Who's the defending champion? You're right, Bourne. It's E-Diddy-999. You're right. I'm glad that you pointed that
out. Did McLean win last year?
No, he didn't win. I won.
I probably won.
He didn't win. I won.
Well, that's true.
Yeah, I mean, I just know you didn't, somehow you didn't lose with, besides the fact that you put Michigan winning it all.
I am the best at picking.
So you were wrong.
I am the best at picking brackets.
He lost just because he picked Michigan.
Ask ESPN who's the best.
He lost just picking Michigan to win anything. So your bracket is null and void.
No. And I can't wait for the women's, so I can put Notre Dame all the way. My bracket looks identical to last year's.
The women's bracket?
Both of them. They're going to be
that identical. Because the women's bracket makes sense.
I'm going chalk. Every year. The women, I just go chalk. Four number ones. All right. We also had our TPS and MLB draft this past weekend. And Bourne was yelling on Twitter, where the hell is everybody?
Jansen and I were the only ones in the lobby, and we're like, what's going on here?
Yeah.
Because I got chastised the week before about what time zone you live in. And you actually sent something out of like saying when the draft actually was going to be. It was like what'd you say? It was like a man hour or something like that?
Man time.
Well, my own defense, I had a last minute errand to run. So,
yeah, I think I knew you were going to be – I thought you were working, actually.
No, I don't work on weekends anymore.
Hell
no. So, yeah, like nobody else was in there inside the lobby, so I was like, all right.
No, I had to run an errand real quick, go through something, and then came. I was on my way back, so I was about, 15 minutes late?
Yeah, about. So, and I couldn't.
Yeah, that was no different than he did. He kept logging in and logging out.
Yeah, well, I couldn't get Firefox on my tablet to work. Like, it would work for a few seconds and then crash out.
That's trash.
What? Yeah, I know. I hate Firefox. Oh, man. So then I had to come down onto the computer. Who wants to do that? I was already comfy in bed, ready to draft.
You should have used a Dolphin browser.
I was chillaxing. But no.
Don't worry. You'll have plenty of time this season to chillax looking at your roster.
Whoa. Okay, let's go through this. Let's go.
What happened to the grades? You know how we got graded in the NFL draft?
Yeah, unfortunately, I don't think they put enough effort into baseball like they do with football.
Even though baseball's the first ever.
Yeah, I know.
It ain't right. So let's go through the draft.
You even dropped your last pick.
Yeah, I know. I had to get that. Come on. Stop a Jeter. Stop a Jeter. Okay.
You tried to trade him to me.
Yeah. Who'd you try trading me for?
I was giving you what you needed. You need a closer. Shut up. You need saves.
Yeah. He was trying to give me Jason Grilli. That's right.
Yeah.
Who are you trying to steal from me?
One of your dud starters?
Yeah, right.
Come on.
I think for Verlander.
Yeah. Well, it's because you stole my pick. I was hot on the trail of Verlander. I was waiting. I was hoping I could get him really late.
You can't get him late when you're not in the lobby.
I know.
Because I was just typing Verlander nonstop, and you would have known that you would have needed to take a reach.
Protect Verlander? Damn.
Yeah.
Damn it. Okay, so let's see. JT had the first pick. Franchise, you had the second pick. Boy Howdy, which is Captain Joel. And then I had the fourth. Canada with the fifth. This is hockey. Who is that? Canuck? Squiggs? Squiggly?
Yeah, I think so.
He had six. The Monster Dongs were seven. And the Idiots Born, you were eight. Were you happy being eight?
I mean, eight, look nine. At my lineup. It's almost as if I had the top 10 picks.
What?
Yeah.
Whoa. Come on. Really?
Every position stacked.
No.
I got Ryan Braun for a steal, and he's going to come back to his 30 home run ways this year.
Way. He's going to get booed out of the league. I'm telling you right now. He's going to have a turmoil season because everywhere he goes, there's just going to be syringes being thrown at him.
My starting rotation could use a little bit of help, but when you've got it anchored by a guy like Verlander, you're in okay position.
Anchored, like weighing you down. Is that what you're
saying? No, no, locked down. Oh, I do hope his abdomen stays healthy, though.
I think he's done. Last joke. Okay, so you had the last pick, and you think that you've turned that into something great.
Yeah, you can tank it, or you can build something beautiful off of it, and that's what I did.
All right, Monster Dongs. You actually have a syringe in your logo. Juicy.
What? What happened? What,
he completely auto draft, right?
Yeah, you were straight auto draft. Even when you got into the lobby, you just went to auto draft.
Well, it was already over, and I was busy,
What were you doing?
Were you in bed?
Yeah.
Too?
Were you on the dolphin browser?
I was not chillaxing. I don't remember what I was doing, but it was more important than the last 20 picks.
Oh, man.
Or, I mean, the 20th round.
It went by so fast.
Yes.
It was great.
It was really fast. Like, you were tweeting as we were trying to get in. Oh,
I know. I tried to tweet that. Franchise is like, I'm coming in. I'm like, he's like, I'm 5 or 10 minutes away from getting in. I'm like, we're already in the fourth round.
Oh, so we had to stop them. We finally got in there and stopped the madness. Stopped you from stealing all the washed up players. Yeah, your team is not good, McLean.
Is it?
No,
I don't know.
Like you said, you don't know who any of these people are.
I mean, I'm assuming Adrian Gonzalez is pretty good. He tried to steal him.
No, he used to be good. He used to be good.
But yeah.
That was a legit trade, though.
Oh, yeah.
Who was that?
That was Derek Jeter.
Maybe 5 years ago.
Hamilton's on the block.
That's cheap.
Actually, he should just be straight up released. All right, let's go to your team franchise. Let's take a look. And you got in and did some picks yourself. But a lot of your team was auto drafted, but you got Cabrera.
Yeah. Would you franchise, if you had the first pick, would you have gone Trout or Cabrera, or don't you know?
Cabrera.
Yeah. I would have gone Cabrera too. Cabrera has more opportunities. He doesn't have to carry an old man.
Yeah, but he doesn't have Fielder this year.
Good. Fielder was holding him down.
Is that the old man you were talking about?
No, I was talking about Pujols.
Oh.
Come on. Pujols is protecting no one now. Trout's going to be exposed this year. Miguel Cabrera. Back to his triple crown ways. Guaranteed.
Well, it's not like last year was a brush-off year.
Yeah, it kind of was.
I don't think that's
44 and 140?
Yeah, down year. He'll be back.
Are you only saying that because he didn't have 5 steals?
Comeback player of the year.
Wow.
He is, man. I remember when he was good.
I remember when he came in to Florida and he was like a beanpole. I only remember that because he beat Cleveland into the ground and stole away our World Series aspirations.
Has he ever been tested?
Yeah.
Let's check this neck size. He might be on something.
Just saying.
Just saying. All right, franchise team's no good. Let's go to the best team in the TPSN MLB. And that's the Baseball Writers. Look at my starting pitching. Felix Hernandez, horse. Strasburg, 2 horses.
Elbow injury number 2.
Jose Fernandez, 3
sophomore
horses.
Slump.
Wait, what did you call Anibal Sanchez, McLean? He called him something.
Dirty Sanchez?
Yeah, Dirty Sanchez. Man. Jimmy Johnson. Jordan, oh my gosh. Jordan Zimmerman for cheap.
Jordan Zimmerman?
That's 20 wins, easy.
20 wins?
20! Come on, Washington, they're going to the World Series this year. Somebody has to win those games.
I think this whole new scoring system is going to be easier than rotisserie was.
Definitely.
In a bad way.
Definitely. Like, the real talent will cream rises. That's all I'm saying. Cream rises. Best team. We'll know right
away. How about Jed Lowry, the guy you were asking whether or not he's locked down a starting position?
I was asking if he's an everyday player.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Man, my pitching staff is so good. You guys just punt pitching, okay? Because you have no shot.
I am. You can look at my roster. I am punting it for the most part.
And go ahead and punt home runs because I got Teixeira.
God. His wrist is dangling by a thread.
But I'm punting batting average.
You're punting wins.
No, I'm not. And I'm punting steals and runs. And I'm punting a lot of the offensive categories. Now that I look at it. What's up with Mark Trumbo? Like, is he a stud or not?
With the trade they made last year, this past year, he's supposed to be pretty decent. The challenge is the fact that he basically plays first base, and they already had Goldschmidt back there, so he's going to play in the outfield this year, and I don't know how great that's going to be for the team overall, but I think fantasy-wise, he's a decent power hitter.
He just doesn't, his batting average is off.
No, yeah, he's not an average guy.
It's all or nothing?
Pretty much.
I guess I'll just take it all. Why not?
This is hockey. Not so bad. He's got some power. Chris Davis, Cano.
Chris Davis is going to have a down year.
Yeah.
Don't count on him. I don't think so.
He's got B. Harper.
B. Harper? Ooh. He can't move, though. He has too many muscles.
Too many? Yeah.
Muscles.
But he's stretching them out when he pulls down groceries for old ladies.
Let me see. Who got the U? Tell me now.
I think Chuck Norris?
Is it? Hold on. I'm looking at Chuck Norris right now.
No.
We don't have the U. Whoever has the U, let's talk.
Canada? Yes, Canada.
Oh, Canada. Of course he has the U.
You'll be able to rape him easily.
Now I'm going to have to.
Oh, he's got the... who is that? That's... is that Fister getting hit in the head?
I think so.
Oh, man.
That's not nice.
No.
That's not nice at all. Maybe should I pull a commish on him? Force trade?
Take you?
Yeah, I'm going to have to take the U.
Oh, man.
All right, what else? Team Chuck Norris. He had the first pick. Seemed to have wasted it. No save. JT, you have no saves. Guess who has a lot of saves? All I'm asking. Now, hear me out. All I'm asking is for you to give up a Tulowitzki and a Joey Votto. Not much for a lot. You give me those two guys, I can talk. I mean, I'll give you my worst reliever. Let's make this happen.
I just love how he says my team is nothing.
No, I looked at it. They are actually nothing. I looked at your
team. What team that you want to have?
No, let me see. Hold on. Let me take another quick look. Nope.
Yeah. That was the quickest look I've ever heard of. He didn't even go back. That wasn't even long enough to go back and hit the back button.
That was long enough to close my browser.
That wasn't even long enough to go to the X on your browser.
All right, so that's the TPS MLB. The season actually starts, what, Thursday?
The 22nd.
America's pastime. America. USA starts their baseball season in Australia. What is up with that?
No, it's Saturday.
It's Saturday. The 22nd is Saturday. Yep. At like butt crack in the morning, right?
At a cricket stadium.
It ain't right. And I don't like what they're doing. I don't care if they want to have like the second or third game, but the season should start on a Sunday night in the USA.
It's starting in China next year.
This ain't right. And this is why football is better than baseball.
Oh man, Pasta Padres posting pictures of the MLB The Show 14.
Does it look good?
Oh man, it looks amazing.
Yep.
Does it really look amazing?
Yes.
Actually, no, I'm looking at the photos now. It does look amazing. Hashtag baseball is better. Look at that. That just was that Jason Hayward. He looks really Haywardy.
Oh man, I'm pissed off that they keep pushing that game back.
No, it comes out what, May 1st? No.
Yeah, now it's May 1st. It was in April.
That's why you guys got to get the Vita version. Get the Vita version so you can get your baseball fix on. And then once the PS4 version drops, you'll be ready. It's the right move.
You know what? I'm actually thinking about listening to that.
Yeah,
move.
You have to do that. It's the right move.
Because my Vita gets no play. Why do I even have a Vita?
So you can play MLB The Show.
And you know what? I'm going to play it while I'm at work. And I'm supposed to be talking to veterans.
Yeah. Shoo the veterans away.
You didn't get your Viagra. I'm sorry. Whoa! Home run!
That's out of the park. In your face, veteran.
Disconnected.
That sounds like a franchise game.
It was like, you didn't get your Viagra today. That's out of the park. Wait, no, you can't go out of the park, buddy. I'm sorry.
The best part about the new MLB is that I can take my franchise and my created player with me from game to game.
That's going to be phenomenal.
That's the only feature. But here's my one concern, is that there is something going to be broken about it because it's the first time they did it.
There's typing or something. You got broke up.
Who's typing? How dare you interrupt me?
I'm not typing.
It's going to be broken, Bourne.
Why?
Madden did this. They did it for 1 year where you could take your game with you. They only did it once and nobody used it. I remember.
But this is so easy to do.
Oh, I hope that's true.
All you need to transfer is stats. That's all it is.
I hope that's true. But I'm afraid.
And your overall ability will be stacked with all the other players in the league, and you'll either have to swap in somebody, or if you're in the league, you could do a fantasy draft.
I'm just afraid that it's not gonna work and it's gonna reset all your stats. Like your player will be there. Like that's a glitch that I could see happening, where your player's there, but all your stats are gone and you've already played two or three seasons. And that's important to somebody who's carrying a character over.
Okay, but if you've at least played two seasons on the old version.
Or what if I'm brown complexion and I import myself and now I have a white face?
You can edit that.
That's a glitch that can happen. Come on. Or what if, I don't know, I'm just telling you, I think it's going to be, I don't want it to be broken.
Just stop worrying about character creation from a visual standpoint. Just randomize it.
No way. It has to look just like me. I'm telling you. And if my stats get messed up in any way, I'm going to burn my PS4.
What is your one wish for MLB The Show 14?
Clean online play.
Yes.
Yes.
That's all they have to fix. If they can get that to work, that would be great. Consistently.
I don't even care if they change the frame rate or reduce the output down.
It doesn't seem like it should be that hard, right?
I just want the experience. That's all I want. I don't care about graphics. I just want the experience.
I think since they're moving to that new cloud system like Microsoft did, I think that's going to improve the online play a lot. Because the cloud is in fact in place, and it is limited right now on certain games that it's using. If they start that game as one of the first games besides Killzone on that cloud, we could see an improvement.
I hope so.
Wow, we have talked more video games tonight than we have actual sports.
Get your Metal Gear 5 on.
I'm sorry, I haven't talked video games in 3 months.
Because there's no good video games to play.
I thought you said that the Beast Mode Gaming podcast isn't over.
Yeah, beastmodegaming.net.
I haven't done a Beast Mode Gaming podcast since New Year's Eve.
What happened?
I'm not giving up the podcast.
Follow up.
I'm giving up the website.
Did you guys break up?
No. No. I've just been lazy about it.
Who do I blame for this? Is it Pantera's fault? I know it's Pantera's fault. You can tell me.
Everybody blames Pantera. I just don't say don't blame him, but I'm not blaming him.
He'd make a good politician, franchise.
He's the easiest fall guy ever. It doesn't have to be his fault, but he's the fall guy, so he's going to get the blame.
You ain't saying that to blame him.
So we talked at the beginning of the podcast. I don't know if you copied this in or not. You did, when we were talking about Whedon going to the Cowboys.
Yeah.
I don't think we talked about the fact that Wade came out and talked about how his record was the same as Jason Garrett's. Did you guys catch that on Twitter?
No. What happened?
Did you catch that, John?
John's asleep.
What? What happened?
Did you catch what Wade tweeted about his record comparison to Garrett's a couple weeks back?
I think he has a
book. Oh, yeah.
Garrett.
He's talking about Wade Phillips.
Yeah, Wade Phillips.
Yeah.
He tweeted about something, trying to make it seem like it was an innocent tweet, like, oh, I was just comparing this, but he basically said that both of our records are the same in X number of years of being head coach for the Cowboys. I just thought that was interesting. Just ended it right
Wade
there.
Wade was better a little.
Yeah, I think so. I think you're right.
But that's because Garrett's just been 500, whereas Wade Phillips was like 1-8. When he got fired. Or else Wade Phillips would still be here if he was going 500 every year.
Over or under, how many games does Whedon play next year? Play. He doesn't have to start, but how many games is he going to play?
He's going to start the season. Romo's
he's going to start the season?
Romo's not going to be ready. No, Romo is not going to be ready.
Well, as you know, or maybe you don't know, I visited my good friend Tony Romo.
I saw it on the Twitters.
Yeah, I was on the Twitter. I was stalking him. He wasn't home, though. Or I didn't see him. I was looking through the window. He wasn't opening the door. But I think he's good.
No, he's not.
He's good to start.
He can't afford to live in a gated community?
He wasn't a gated community.
Yeah.
It was my first time
in
a gated community.
John broke his way in.
He was a bunch of peace myths.
A bunch of peace.
Wait, what does that mean? Whoa.
White people.
Whoa.
Tapping trees.
White History Month.
Yeah, tapping trees. I've never seen anything like it.
Eating shredded beef?
Whoa. I had some shredded beef today.
Okay. I just saw his feed earlier today on my way back from work, and he's talking about you and him talking about something. He started talking about February month, and then he said on top of it, I'm eating tacos.
Oh, yeah, we did have a little exchange, didn't we?
Yeah.
A week ago, wasn't it?
I don't remember when it was. I was actually chatting with B. Smith as we were doing this. He hopped on Steam. And this is a private conversation, but I'm going to let you guys in on our relationship. First, he hops on, and I'm not sure what he's playing, but I tell him to stop playing bad games. TM. Trademark that statement.
I was going
to
say, you trademarked
that? Yeah, I TM that statement. And then he says, it combines a management sim with feudalism. What could go wrong?
What game is it?
I don't know. Something that
you're going to say, I don't want to release the name.
Then I told him we're recording the TPS NBA, and for some reason he wanted to tell me he bought a new PC. And I told him PC gaming is dead. Then he tells me to shut up.
That should be trademarked.
And it says, he said it has a graphics card, and I tell him the Xbox One is the future of PC gaming. Something about Battlefield, PS4 all the way, PK wants some T-Piss. Oh, my wife is going to hate this. Then I told him we can talk. That is B-Smith, live looking at B-Smith on Steam.
Was it banished?
What do you mean banished?
The game?
Oh, yes, it was banished. Oh, wait.
He's played 50 hours of it.
Really?
How long has he been playing?
I don't know.
I never see him on.
This is the first time I saw him on in a long time. Oh, he did say his His new computer has a touch screen, and I said that's for homos.
Did Pantera build it?
Ooh, that's a good question. I'm going to ask him. He probably won't respond. All right. Or he'll answer, I hate him more than cancer or something. okay. So, anything else sports related?
So, what are we just going to wait till we talk about the tournament until next week or the week after?
Well, what is there to talk about?
Well, I'm going Thursday.
Oh, yeah, I know. You're going to be the Ohio State guy that everyone wants to slap when they watch the games.
Oh, that guy.
Yeah,
that
it's a good roster of games, though. Okay, Oregon and Texas I get to see.
Okay, hold on. Let me bring up the bracket here so I can look at which ones.
Let me ask you something. When is our next go? When are we going to do another?
It'll be 2 weeks?
It'll be 2 weeks because then the first round of the playoffs will be over.
Okay, cool. Then I'll be back for my trip.
Okay, so you will be here then?
Yeah, I'll be back.
Okay, all right.
It makes it a little hard to go out of state and try to podcast.
Yeah, I agree with that.
You could do it in your car. You've been doing it in your car for the last couple years.
Right next to the tire. Okay.
I don't do that anymore.
Okay, so wait, hold on. I'm trying to find out which region you're in here. Who is
Milwaukee.
Shout out to SpongeBobbies. Happy birthday, buddy.
That was like a week ago.
Still. We have a podcast where we can say that.
All right. Happy birthday to Sponge. Stop retweeting everything. Give us a birthday gift. So, wait, you get to see Texas and Arizona State?
Yeah.
And Michigan Wolford?
And Oregon BYU.
Wait, Oregon BYU?
Yeah.
Hold on. Why, what am I missing here? Oh, okay. Keep going. What else?
And Wisconsin American.
Ooh, well, at least you get to watch one good team.
Yeah.
Michigan.
Nah.
And so you're going to get to see them play. Are you going to the whole session?
Yeah, the whole day.
Oh, man.
It'll be intense.
You're not.
And then I didn't take Friday off, so I get to go back to work on Friday.
Oh, gosh. That's a lot of basketball.
Yeah.
And then working. Well, we'll be looking for you.
I'm probably going to be in the nosebleed, so. Unless I storm the court at some point.
I'm just going to say I saw you. I saw Bourne. I saw him on TV. I took a screenshot.
Yeah, I was just going to say, take a screenshot. Provided it's not a mascot.
It'll be some guy in one of those, like, blue.
With his face paint on or something?
Yeah, he'll just be just a blue guy or whatever. Okay, so, yeah, the Michigan's going to win the NCAA tournament. Bourne's going to see them win some games. I'm working on, which I don't think my wife's going to let me go, but the women's tournament is here in South Bend.
Okay.
And I should go, but I don't think my wife's going to let me
go. Why wouldn't you go?
What do you mean? Notre Dame's going to win the championship. I might as well watch them.
They're going to give them home field advantage like that?
They're in South Bend. That's where the tournament was picked a long time ago. How did they know? Notre Dame was going to be this good.
Who's their star player this year?
What do you mean, who's their star player? The whole team.
Who's their thug that's going to throw it down?
This is Notre Dame classy women's basketball. Wow. They would never, ever. But
get caught on Twitter throwing it down?
That was unsanctioned. She was doing that of her own free will.
Those tweets were the thought of her own and not of her employer?
Yes. Kayla McBride. Remember that name. Kayla McBride, because she is the new Skylar Diggins.
Did you just find out about her?
No.
Yeah, he's on the page right now.
I definitely could not remember her name. She is so good. And the winner of that region goes to the Final Four. So I get to see, maybe, if my wife lets me, she's not going to let me. Okay. I think that's it. Beastmith won't stop messaging me now. Something like he hates Windows 8. Windows 8 is good, right? Bourne, McLean?
Yeah. I'm not a Windows guy.
Well, McLean has Windows 8 and he loves it.
Okay.
And I have Windows 8 and I love it. Franchise has Windows 8 and he loves it.
I have Windows 8.1, sir.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, you're living in the past.
I guess so. I should check my stuff. I probably have Windows 7 still, and I don't even know it. All right.
All right, let's hear one shining moment.
All right, here we go. 2 weeks. Time is short, and the road is long. In the blinking of an eye, that moment's gone. And when it's done, win or lose, you always need your favorites. Cause inside you knew that in one shining moment you reach deep inside. Oh, feel the wind in your face. It's more than a contest. It's more than a
prayer. Puts up the shot, and he hits it with 0.2 seconds to go. Wow. Harvard has stunned New Mexico. Oladipo from downtown. Burke moves it down. 5 seconds. Fires for three. And the game is tied.
All he kept saying, win the game. Win the game. Pretty special young man. Really, really proud of these guys.
All set for the championship matchup. Unreal. Louisville to take the lead. There's a lob to Siva. Louisville completes the emotional journey to the championship.
So I don't know if those are any good. I can only assume they aren't, right?
And I had an Asus. Whoa.
What?
That was ugly.
What happened? LeBron again? Brown. LeBron. Oh. Brown.
Bad connection. That's not me, is it?
No. What? What's wrong? What's happening? Someone streaming Netflix?
So is Maurice coming?
Yeah, he's coming. Just give him a minute. Jeez, he's trying to eat. He's got to eat.
I bet you gotta eat.
I bet you ate today. What? Maurice can't eat?
Hell.
He can eat. He can eat on his own time.
What? Whoa.
We're not just waiting here for him to finish eating.
Oh, wait. What if we had a taco? Then what would you say?
Whoa.
I'm just saying. What if we had, I had tacos. Well, no, I didn't eat tacos, but there was tacos at my house today.
Oh, payaso.
What the hell? I don't even know what's going on right now. I'm trying to do a mic check and everyone gets all racist on me.
Whoa! Oh, no. Who's racist?
That's what I want to know. Who isn't, right? Am I right?
Oh, you pay asshole.
What the hell? Oh my gosh. You just stop talking like that. Seriously.
Are we going to talk about Phil Jackson?
Ooh, put that on your short list of hot topics. McLean's hot topics.
I don't know the details.
I don't either.
I'm just looking at ESPN headlines.
That's the number one on the hot topic list.
Oh no.
What?
There's some awful news we can't cover.
What? What happened? Oh, I need to know. I'm not caught up on Twitter yet.
And Cuban is trying to destroy the team.
What do you mean? How?
He's breaking up chemistry. He called out Dirk for his defense.
Well, Dirk is terrible at defense. Dirk has never been good at defense.
Yeah, but you can't say that.
Yes, everyone says it. Come on.
And he's not even that bad.
He's not good, though.
He's one of the top defensive players on this team.
Cuban owns him. He can say whatever he wants.
Whoa.
What?
This isn't slavery.
Yeah. Yes, it is.
He's German.
Well, Cuban, maybe Cuban is secretly a Jew. and he's taking it. He's taking.
He's getting revenge.
Yeah, it's high time somebody paid for these crimes. Now it's gonna be. He's gonna slander Dirk. Dirk's defense. He's taking him out. Dirk deserves it. He's a fake Hall of Famer.
What are you talking about?
Dirk is a fake Hall of Famer.
He's like 11th all time in scoring. Stop.
That's all Jason Kidd's fault. Come on.
Jason Kidd? He was there like for 3 or 4 years.
Yeah, and then who was there making Dirk look good before that?
Jason Terry?
Jason Terry. Yep. Taking all the pressure off of Dirk. And then who was before that? Steve Nash.
Steve Nash?
Yeah.
Stop.
Steve Trash?
Steve
Nash. Yeah, Steve Trash.
Two-time MVP Steve Nash. Come on.
How many times has he been to the finals?
How many times? How many MVPs?
Steve Nash, Mr. I'm only playing for money now. Pay me, Lakers.
He actually said that. He actually said. He's pretty cool. Pay me. I know I ain't got
I'm not retiring. Money. Look at all this money. Look,
yeah, straight cash. I like green. I can't believe
it. Is this like payback? Because he's still like, he's really still a son.
Yes. Yes.
This is payback against the Lakers.
It's like, I'm going to make you guys terrible. And you're going to pay me to do it. Suckers.
He's a genius. He should retire his jersey in Phoenix. Like this season.
Like that, yeah, before he actually retires.
Yeah.
Have a big old ceremony. He comes to Lakers games in Suns gear. That would be great. You know he'd do it. He would do it. Be like, yeah, I'll be there, but you guys got a game. Hey, I said I'll be there. Okay?
And then you call him Piasso. The fuck is this? Sorry, something went wrong. It's a problem I look at. Things. Kiss my ass.
Your computer's broken?
Nah, it's a Microsoft thing.
Microchipping off?
God, I can't believe how many those stupid consoles they sold once Titanfall came out. That was ridiculous.
I need it. I need Titanfall.
So you're going to pick it up on 360, right?
No, I don't have a 360.
What? What happened to your 360?
I got rid of that noise. Come on, I need to get the Wii U. How am I going to get a Wii U if I have a 360?
Why did you even have a 360?
It's a good question. Because all the best games come on
360. Right?
No, all the best games come on 360. Xbox Live Arcade. Ooh, so good. Xbox Live Arcade.
Home room?
Basically, you can get all those.
Well, have you gotten your home trophies?
No. 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 Why isn't home
on the PS4? You gotta get your home trophies.
Wait, why isn't home on the PS4? What is up with that? When is... Oh, somebody put it on the PlayStation Suggestion website. Why is home not on PS4?
They're on the winning side.
Upgraded graphics.
Or functionality.
Home HD.
Home that works. I was trying to get my free Resident Evil 1 download code.
Yeah, you don't need that.
And it was just question marks.
It was just question marks?
Yeah, like, here's your code, question mark, question mark, question mark.
Oh my gosh. They were all gone. No more codes. You were too late. Early bird gets the worm.
I don't think that was it. You know, you're giving home a lot of credit for working. It doesn't work.
It should have just been a gotcha.
You spent time in home.
Ah, so good.
You downloaded it again.
Here's a free shirt.
I still got my Mo Chocolate shirt on.
Oh, that's not good. I just found some home pictures that I took of you holding your Subway schlong.
That's a classic.
Oh, this is disgusting. What do you think Marish is eating? Marsh. I'm thinking something on a pita.
Well, he said it's going to take like 10 to 15 minutes.
Yeah, you can eat a pita in 10 to 15 minutes. I'm telling, like a pita, you fill it with some lettuce and tomato.
I'm going to say tuna.
Tuna?
He's got tuna in his pita.
Big tuna pita sandwich.
Yes.
And cucumbers. That don't sound too bad, actually. I could go for like an albacore tuna. Not that.
And he's got a glass of wine with it.
Oh, actually, guess who else has a glass of wine? I had a chicken sandwich today, and instead of lettuce, it had spinach on it. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
That's where I was today. He's got to be done eating now. I'm calling him. He's online. That means he's available, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Hey, is the PlayStation Store updated yet, or is it going to be 3 days later?
I just read a tweet saying it's going to be a few hours late.
Oh, my gosh. What is wrong with
that? That was 3 hours ago.
Oh, okay. So it should be up right now. Let me check it out. No?
Well, they said it's not going to be
anytime
fully,
soon.
Fully published. So there might be some stuff already on there.
No. Okay, dude.
Yes, what's going
on? I'm making a conscious decision here, man.
All right. Help me help you.
With the capture card, man, because yeah. I'm really thinking about doing this. I've been doing videos the last couple of days.
Yeah.
I'm kind of excited about it.
You've been doing videos and those seem fine. What's wrong with those?
They look like shit.
They don't look that bad. I watched the...
Where are they? One. I want to see them.
They're on the Google Plus, or that's where I saw them. How'd you put them up
Google
there?
Plus?
Yeah, Google Plus. Come on.
I don't use Google Plus.
Get your Google Plus on so you can watch the videos. Jeez.
I don't even know how to do that.
What do you mean? I don't know either, but you need to do it. How did you put those up? Like, I saw them on Google Plus, but I don't know how you posted them. Did you do it through the Xbox?
What I did was I sent them from the Xbox.
Yeah.
The cloud. To, what is that? That one something.
OneDrive or whatever? OneDrive.
Yeah, that thing.
Okay, so I didn't then even know I went on OneDrive. That.
Okay. Right. So then I went on OneDrive and put them on my computer.
Mm-hmm. That's
so
a good way
I
to do it.
OneDrive on my computer, then I uploaded them from my computer
to YouTube.
To YouTube.
Oh, okay. That's not a bad way to do it. Then at least once they're on the computer, you can edit them. I don't know. Is there a limitation on how much you can record that way?
Yeah, that's the problem.
Yeah, that is the problem. Well, the PlayStation, you can't even do that. They only go to Facebook. Which, who the hell uses Facebook? Everyone's on Google Plus now.
What?
Yeah, everyone is on Google Plus. Google Plus is the new Facebook.
Why can't you just put it on YouTube?
No. That's way... Wow. This ain't 2020, all right? It's a few years away. Let's live in the now.
You could do that on the PS3 with some games.
Yeah, you could. Well, guess what? This is next gen.
Yeah, they can't even... You know, they started that on PlayStation 3 where you could actually upload videos and stuff to YouTube, straight to YouTube, and now you can't even do it with the 4.
It ain't right.
You have to upload it to Facebook and then from Facebook.
Eventually, it'll be there. Trust me. I called it when it was the PS4. Didn't I call it? I completely described what the PS4 was going to be, and guess what? That's what it was. So trust me when I say it'll be there eventually.
It's been 15 minutes.
Has it?
Where's Mauricio?
Mauricio!
Did you call him?
No. I did try to call. Let's try to call again. It's been 15. What happened?
Oh, he said grab it for 15, 20 minutes.
No, he didn't say 15, 20. He said 10, 15. And that was 15 minutes ago, so he should be available. Am I right?
You're right. Shut up.
I know I'm right. You just gotta tell me.
He said, no spoilers. Don't let John Ramirez hog all the time talking about how bad your team is and how you tank the draft.
Yeah.
Which draft? Baseball?
Yeah, don't let him talk about your team like that, Franchise.
Wait, I tanked the draft or he did? Or you did?
Franchise tanked the draft. But Franchise didn't tank the draft.
I mean, no one showed up, so I guess
we
all tanked.
No one showed up. We were all in there.
What do you mean all?
I was in there. Franchise was in there.
He was?
Yes. He was just having a little bit of trouble with something, but he was in there.
I was late.
Yeah, he was late. But he
Well,
was
I was
there
then.
No,
if Blake counts, then I was there.
You weren't there.
He was having a little trouble with the web browser.
Yeah, I was trying to do it on the tablet. That wasn't working at all. I mean, I want to draft in bed while I'm trying to watch TV. No, that wouldn't happen. I got to come down to my desktop computer. This is 2014. Who does that?
Wow, my team is loaded.
What do you mean loaded? Your team is not loaded. Do you have...
Am I looking at the All-Star roster?
No, you're
or
not,
my team.
No, you're not looking at my team.
I don't know who any of these guys are.
I got all the good pitchers. Oh, man, you guys are going to be certain.
You got Yu Darvish?
No, I don't got you.
Why are you lying?
What do you mean? I got everyone else.
Everyone but you?
You is the only pitcher I didn't get.
Oh, you did get Romo.
Yeah.
He is super clutch.
Cut? Oh, he is not clutch. No. I'll trade him. Come on, offer me something. He's off my team now that you said that.
Wow. Oh, man. You got Arubal or Anibal Sanchez? That looked like a U.
The Sanch.
The Sanch?
Yes.
Dirty Sanchez?
Dirty Sanchez.
He's got the filthy stuff.
So nasty.
Where's Josh Hamilton?
Oh, sorry. He's not good anymore.
Who got him?
Some sucker. Probably you did, didn't you?
Maybe. I don't know.
Let's see who we got. You got a bunch of people who aren't going to play day one. Wow. Good job.
Man, only got one Ranger.
Lucky.
Oh, I can't believe he got that.
What?
He got Hamilton? Really?
No.
Who did?
I don't know who did.
I know who did.
What does he play for? L.A.?
Yeah, Anaheim. Or whatever. I don't know what the hell they're called.
Well, it looks like Franchise got him.
Franchise got him.
Yeah, Franchise got him.
Ooh, that's not good. That is not good.
In the 14th round.
Ooh, way too early.
How many rounds is that?
Way too early. Hold on, I gotta try to add merch.
25 rounds?
25?
It's ridiculous.
I hope his iPad or whatever is blowing up every time I try to call. Maybe his wife's like, what the hell? Make it stop, merch.
Wow, I could have had Prince Fielder.
You could have had a whole good team.
Yeah, I could have had all the Rangers.
Ooh.
Who got Prince Fielder?
Mauricio. In the first round. Isn't that a little high?
Oh, way high. That guy's a fifth rounder easy.
You don't even know what a fifth rounder in fantasy baseball means.
What do you mean? Yeah, I do. Who came in fourth in this league last year? Two thumbs pointed at this
fourth?
Guy.
That's not good.
What do you mean that's not good?
There's only two active teams.
Oh, are you done eating?
No, I'm actually going to have to kind of tag team eating. Participating and eating at the same time.
Wait, you have to settle a bet for us.
Okay.
What are you eating?
Well, you guys all guessed?
Yeah. Well, okay. Basically, yeah. I guessed and they just kind of added on.
We ran obviously short on time tonight, so we had to pick up Qdoba.
Oh, okay. So it's like a pita. Wrapped in, or tuna fish in pita.
it's a chicken burrito.
Hey, you did it. You were good.
You were close with taco.
And Mauricio, what's that about, by the way?
That's what I don't know.
Mr. Bourne, just call him up, I also.
McLean decided to Mexicanize everyone's name tonight. I don't know what his problem is.
Yeah.
So adding I-O to my name makes it Mexican?
Yes.
That's something I would obviously think of.
Yeah. Did you guys already start?
No.
Okay.
We couldn't start without the star of the show.
Oh, okay, good.
But I'm here now, so...
Thursday. Thursday, I'm going to watch Team lose.
No. Oh, Wolford, right? You're going to watch Wolford lose?
Right.
Oh, man, I can't wait. Oh, well, I can't wait.
Michigan, come on. Let's just be honest here. Michigan State is the best team in the Big Ten.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are.
Michigan beat them twice.
When it doesn't count, nobody remembers.
They won the Big Ten by 3 games. Michigan is the best team in the Big Ten. And they were rewarded as such. Who got the higher seed in the NCAA tournament? Michigan or Michigan State? Thank you. Even the world knows that Michigan is the best.
Michigan State doesn't need a high seed to make the championship.
Yeah. No, either does Michigan. Michigan
no,
could have been a
16
seed.
They need that little extra little elbow help there.
Michigan could have been in the play-in game, the first four, and they would make it to the Final Four. Come on.
The one that's playing, what are they playing tonight?
They're on right now.
Is that the one where, is Iowa playing in one of those?
Yeah, tomorrow night.
Did you hear about the story about the coach and his son?
No, what happened?
The coach's 13-year-old son is having surgery to remove a thyroid tumor or a tumor in his thyroid. And they don't know if it's cancerous or not. So he's going to be there with the family for that. And then he's going to fly to the game. I don't know where it's at, Dayton or.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
But so the coach might not be there for the beginning of the game. He might have to come in and they're going to talk about, it's going to be a story tomorrow. Oh, surely.
Man. Why did his kid do that to him? This is his moment. His moment. And
well, I heard the coach is intense too, so that might actually be true.
I can't believe this. He's going to steal all of Michigan's glory because he has a dying kid and he's going to make, oh man, typical Iowa. You know that? Typical Iowa. I expect this from Ohio State.
Please.
So can I play Titanfall while we're podcasting?
Why are you playing bad games? All I did last week was watch about how much hate you had for Titanfall.
No, Titanfall is too good. Stop that. You stop that right now. Wow.
I said I hate Titanfall?
Yeah.
Franchise loves Titanfall.
I never saw you say that you hated it. You were like, yeah, it's an okay game for a shitty system and then.
No, it's too
good. But yeah, you're still playing it.
You watch your mouth. Titanfall is so good.
It's the best multiplayer shooter on the new gen.
Ever. No, ever. Best multiplayer ever.
Let's face it. Battlefield, if they got their shit together, it would be a great game. It would be.
See, I don't think it's bad. I've not really had bad experiences with it.
Battlefield 4, more like trash 4.
That's because all you've played is a single player.
Oh man, that single player was awful.
I just saw you. E-Diddy 999 just beat the Suez on hard. Big deal.
That.
Titanfall has the best single player.
Oh, that's a Destiny. That shit looks badass.
I thought it didn't have single
exactly.
player.
Exactly. Boom. In your face, Battlefield.
Franchise, I understand that the graphics aren't necessarily like super high end, but does it really do anything different than a couple other different shooters?
I guess the real thing is the movement, the online works pretty good. The graphics are meh.
No.
But there's a fun factor to it.
Yes.
See, I watch this one guy that I watch regularly, he'll post different, mostly PC games, but he'll do, new shooters every now and then for consoles. And he said he actually had more fun just playing in the, with the, there's some mode where you can primarily play in the mechs and he's had more fun doing that than he did being like an infantry, type of shooter.
What was it? There's a mode, what mode is that?
Titan mode.
No.
Casual mode.
Fall of the Titans. Rise of the Titans.
I've actually been playing a lot of the, it's kind of like,
Titanic.
It's like Conquest, I mean, on Battlefield.
Okay.
I've been playing a lot of that. And I've only had the game, it's only been out, a week, and I've already ranked up to 21. There's people that are ranked 50 already.
Wow.
Jesus. But the game has a real fun factor to it. That's the only thing I can say about it.
The game has an amazing factor to it.
If they had taken their time with it and put more work into the graphics, and making it look more like a next-gen game, then it would have been, the best thing since, I don't know, Battlefield 4.
Since Qdoba.
Battlefield 4 has too many online problems. That's the only thing I can say about it. Rubber banding issues and, you know, a bunch of, you know.
The best part of Battlefield 4 is when you shut it off. Am I right, McClain?
Battlefield 4 is just... I mean, even there's like a learning curve even from 3 that you have to kind of get used to. And I think once you do, it also, I mean, have you played very much with teammates, Franchise?
I played with Poppy and them.
Okay, because I don't care for the experience as if I don't know the people in my
right.
You can't. It really, I mean, I think even more so in this than in Battlefield 3, you have to have teammates that are willing to do something with some type of an objective. Otherwise, it's just you can get toppled pretty quickly.
Right, and that's one of those things where we were, you know, they don't have a party system to it. So it's more or less, okay, we're playing a game. We just.
Yeah, but they got a social system.
Yeah, they have a social network.
Yeah.
I would rather have my party system back, like on 3, where we could say, oh, well, let's grab 4 of us and go jump in a map.
No, like Call of Duty.
Like Cuddle?
Yeah, like Cuddle Duty.
Call of crap. I was actually thinking about playing that on.
Yeah, you need to. Xbox. With a good controller, you need to.
I played it on PlayStation, and I wasn't impressed with the graphics
you
on it.
You would love it on Xbox.
I didn't even go online with it. I just played through the story mode just to play it and say, oh, I played the game. The hit detection on it is horrible. And then the hit detection on Battlefield is bad. I was on 3.
So have any of you guys seen if war has changed?
Yes, war has changed.
For the better?
Oh, for $30 better. You need it so badly. Well,
I think I'm gonna get it.
Yeah,
but
you have to get it.
My question is it any different than what Phantom Pain is gonna be? Like, is this basically, when I get Phantom Pain, am I basically gonna find that I played 3 hours of this game already?
Yeah, you'll be like, 3 hours. Oh, man.
You won't even play 3 hours of it.
That 10 minutes for $30 was a great demo.
I went through that game in 1 hour and 45 minutes.
You already went through it?
Yeah.
At a demo kiosk.
He just stood there for 1.5 hours.
Yeah, I went after work yesterday. I went and I played it at the game store I go to, FX. And we were sitting there. A guy had already played through. He's like, dude, I played through it and I got through it in 1.5 hours. And I was like, 1.5 hours? He's like, yeah. I was like, you're full of shit. He said, play it. So I sat there and I played it. I was like, this is it? He's like, told you. I was like, fuck.
No, I already have mine on order. It'll be here tomorrow.
Yeah, but that's physical discs. Just download it.
No! Oh, yes. Gosh, no. Oh, no.
That's like buying GT Prologue. You'll never be able to sell it.
What do you mean? I'm going to sell it after the 10 minutes after I beat it.
It'll already depreciate by like 60%.
That's okay. I got 60% off. I had Best Buy Space Bucks.
Why don't you just rent it?
No. Oh,
isn't
no.
It in Redbox?
You can never. Yes, it is. But the PS3 version, that's gross.
That's a good one.
No, that is gross. You need.
Wait, you got the PS3 version?
No, I got the PS4, but that's what's at Redbox.
Oh.
Everyone needs to play the definitive version of the Metal Gear Solid 5 demo for $30 on the PS4. That's the only way to go.
I can actually sense the sarcasm in that one.